Blue skies and sunshine downtown Chicago. And speaking of sunshine, here is Don Jackson Blattner. If people were meteorology, you would be sunshine.
I love that. And this is quite an exciting day because I'm in studio with you. I love to see you IRL.
By the way, you love to see me IRL?
In real life.
Oh, I am so not hip. Is that what you cool kids do on Instagram?
Yep.
By the way, Michael, are you videoing this as well? And then we'll have photographs as well at WGNradio.com because we want you to see what is in the studio today, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And I want you to see what Don is wearing today, too, because talk about sunshine. Don Jackson Blattner is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist who joins us most Thursdays at about this time to talk about good ideas about eating and nutrition. I played back on the air earlier this morning a conversation we had with a gentleman from the Wintrust Business Lunch, and he was talking about how important it is not just to do cardio, but to do strength exercises. You have been championing that on this show a lot. Oh my God, look at your biceps. Seriously, do you lift every day or frequently?
I'm a big believer in having cardio in your routine, having stretching, and definitely having weights. Muscle is your longevity organ. The more you have, the longer and healthier you live.
And he said that instead of doing three sets of 10, he said it's now the current thinking is lift as much as you can one set, but really stress yourself. So if you say this amount of weight, I can lift 10 times, try and lift it 10 times. And if you can't, and go to your maximum. And if you can do 11, but do the maximum you can one set. Are you on page with that?
I love it. I think for people who are beginners is get your absolute form down pat so you don't get injured. And once your form is down pat at lower weights, yes, boop yourself up, stress yourself out. And it's not how fast can I do a million with light weights.
He said go slow.
Yes, exactly. How can I lift a lot of weight and really build my muscle? Absolutely. Mm. And then, of course, eat a lot of protein to help repair those muscles.
Well, that's what you and I talked about, I think, a lot when we were talking about this was how important protein is in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do we get that? Because we're not going to get it from deli meats.
Thank you. You are an A-plus student. Okay, so morning time, think about eggs, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, even like protein shakes. At lunchtime, thinking about things like grilled chicken leftovers or canned tuna. Dinner time, same kind of thing. Even if it's steak, thinking about things that are not super processed but high in protein.
Okay, so the other night I got a bag-o salad and a New York strip steak.
Love it.
That's the end of that story.
I love it. I give you congratulations because you have protein and produce, and those are the very important things to have on your plate, whether you're eating a regular everyday meal or like entertaining and holiday stuff.
Okay, so that's our segue then.
Yes.
Because Dom's Kitchen and Market, this is the kitchen and market that I've discovered a lot of you know about. They're in Old Town and Lincoln Park. Their website is domchicago.com, are sponsoring what is this conversation today. They have brought in several trays of food that would be good for a party.
Oh, yes. Looks like a party. Look at it. That's why I wore sequins, John. This is a party,
no,
baby.
No, that's not why you wore sequins. You wore sequins because you got up today. But the food that we have on display here, which you'll see at WGNradio.com, and you and I are going to talk about, is food that you would say is okay to eat or bring.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I went to Dom's. I looked at their catering menu. They have so many awesome things that are healthy and super fun. And so I got to select
and
this
beautiful,
menu.
And beautiful. Okay,
oh,
so
gorgeous.
This isn't their stuff. This is stuff you said I want.
This is stuff that Dom's had already on their menu, and I selected it just like I would if I was having my own party.
Okay, I feel really good about that because
yes.
I know we could all just take your advice and come up with our own stuff, but if you're going to order it from somewhere, you think, okay, but now how healthy is this going to be?
Well, yeah.
Is it a compromise?
Here's the thing. I always have my parties catered because I feel like I can entertain and have more fun when I am not so worried about the food.
I would not have guessed that.
I know. A lot of people are surprised about this. And I'm in charge of New Year's Eve. And a lot of times when my family comes over, we love apps and snacks, like just munching on things. And so really, I was able to go to Dom's regular catering menu, find amazing, beautiful, healthy things to offer. And that's what we have here.
So what did you, so start.
Okay, so my favorite thing. So right at the very top, they have sweet potato canapes. Okay, that's right here. And what that is instead of like a white cracker or instead of a piece of bread, it's sweet potatoes under there.
Where?
And so right here, look at this.
That looks like prosciutto on top.
Isn't that nice? A little prosciutto, a little cheese, a little arugula. But I love that there are sweet potatoes there. So it's not like nothing.
These are them.
Yeah,
okay,
underneath.
Yeah.
So it's like the cracker swap. It's a cracker swap, baby. And it's sweet potatoes.
The base is a sweet potato.
Yes, I love it.
Is that cooked or is it firm or is
yes,
it soft?
Yes, it's cooked, but not so mushy. It's nice. It's like a cracker
swap. What are the things with the prosciutto over there?
So that's with a little bit of fig, and this one has a little bit of cheese. And so what I like about this is it shows you it doesn't have to be all or nothing, right? I only am serving vegetables at my party. Yeah. Come to my house. No, I'm having sweet potatoes. I'm having arugula, but I'm also having some cheese and meats.
Okay, so it's a little canapé, a little snack,
yes.
The platform upon which it sits is a thin slice of sweet potato.
Yes, which I think we should all use that idea.
That's
you know
a
what
very
I mean?
Good
it's
idea.
A great idea.
And it looks pretty too.
Yeah, and then you can see that I also have a ton of selections of their skewers. Okay, so I love cheese and meats just like the next person, but I also like when they're served with a little extra veggie that so you take a skewer and you have something like these are their Spanish tapas skewers.
Hold that up to the microphone.
Okay, so look at this
there.
Baby. So this has, you know, your cheese and meats that you might like, but it also has one of these papadou peppers, and these are artichokes, which are so good for you. So you take a skewer, and of course you're enjoying meat and cheese, but then you also get some veggie goodness in that skewer. And, you know, a dietitian loves a little portion control here too, right? These skewers.
A skewer does all of that, doesn't it?
Yes.
It says, here's your meat and cheese, but
yes.
This serving on this skewer will automatically limit the amount. And you can sneak in some vegetables.
Which I love. And those are the caprese ones as well. So it's like the fresh mozzarella with the delicious tomato and fresh basil there. And I think, it also looks holiday vibes too. It's so pretty.
Oh yeah, it's white and red. But on the mozzarella and the tomato, that's a caprese skewer.
Yep.
How do you feel about that much cheese?
Love. Here's the thing. When you look at a traditional cheese board, there is so much cheese. This is like, hey, I've got a piece of cheese. I got a tomato. I got some basil. I got a piece of cheese, I got tomato. So I like the balance here, you know, and I think really my message about adding, it's not, hey, what can I subtract from my party to make it so unfun? It's like, hey, what can I add to my party? Oh, look, there's tomatoes. Oh, look, there's arugula. Oh, look, there's sweet potatoes. Oh, look, there's artichokes. I also love, you know, if you are somebody who loves meats, that is prosciutto wrapped, though, with a asparagus spear.
Show me.
It's like, oh,
wait, where is
it? Yeah, I forget that you can't see. All right, here.
Oh, here, let me
isn't that beautiful? I mean, I think this, again, it's like an add-on that you're having the nutrition of your asparagus and you're getting the fun of your prosciutto.
Right.
And the same thing would be this one right here. These are stuffed mushrooms.
Wow, so good.
Yeah, right? It looks delicious.
But normally when they've got asparagus out at a thing like this, there's a dip you're dipping it in.
Interesting.
No, well, maybe not.
Do you feel like it needs a dip, though?
No.
It's very salty and good, right?
Oh, it is
It's
that.
Very good. These are spinach stuffed mushroom caps. So again, the idea is I'm getting mushrooms, so good for me. I'm getting spinach, so good for me. But it's in a more fun, decadent, holiday vibe celebration.
Are mushrooms good for you?
Mushrooms are great for you.
Really?
Even the button mushrooms that people are like, what? It's just a white button mushroom. Very good for you. High in antioxidants that you can't actually find in a lot of other foods because technically it's a fungus, you know?
We had stuffed mushrooms as an appetizer at Thanksgiving at my house. Griffin made some up. I guess the key is what are you going to stuff it with, though, right?
Yes, and so that is a little bit of cheese and lots of spinach. You saw so much spinach.
It's green.
And yeah, and in the same skewer zone, even these skewers.
Hold on.
Rainbow skewers of veggies.
Oh, well, so I wanted to talk about that. So because see underneath you there, you've got the fruit skewers.
Oh, yes.
One? So, I do, you know, like fruit skewers. We've seen fruit skewers before. What I like about these ones that they did, this is the way they do them, I guess, at Dom's, is it's green grape, pineapple slice, red watermelon. No, that was a honeydew melon.
Honeydew. Mm-hmm.
Then pineapple, then cantaloupe, then red grape. Mm-hmm. So it's a real nice rainbow of colors, you know?
Yes, I absolutely love it. They call it the fruitité instead of crudité, the
nice.
Fruitité. And when I was selecting desserts, I thought, okay, hey, I'm going to have these nice sampler of desserts. They're little pieces of all sorts of goodness like brownies and Rice Krispies and macaroons. And I'm also going to serve this beautiful fruit. So the message of being and is a very positive nutrition message. You don't have to have either or. You can have both.
The display that is in our studio that you and I are referencing is so colorful.
It's amazing.
It's different shapes, different sizes. It's meats, it's vegetables, it's fruit, but it's just so colorful. I mean, if I walked up to a table, I don't know what I would like. Maybe I don't even like this stuff. It's so appealing to the eye.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it was very easy to do when I was selecting all of these things to have. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, there's only a couple of choices. There was so many choices that had all of the fruits and the vegetables and the color there. You can see these are even like crudité cones. So it's like, you know, do you want a regular veggie tray or do you want them super cute wrapped up in a cone like this? Like,
so
I love
like
that.
That's like a little paper cup.
Yeah, right?
Like a cone shape. And then inside is what? What is in that cone?
Okay, so we've got broccoli. Oh, look at those green beans, celery, red pepper, carrots, cauliflower.
All sliced real long.
Yeah, I mean, in the super cute cone. And then it comes with a little hummus dip. Isn't it fun?
I could be standing there holding my little cone with my vegetables rather than pulling them off of the tray or putting them on a floppy plate. I've got a single serving in this cone of these vegetables, and then I can dip it in the hummus if I want.
Which I like. And the other thing too is like, you know, with kids when they were making their lunches, you know, we make their sandwiches and like Mickey Mouse faces and all these cute things. And then as adults, we forget to make things look pretty and cool for ourselves. And so this is just a very fun way to enjoy vegetables.
We wanted to have a conversation like this. As the holidays are here, how would Dawn say, okay, you can entertain with food and not feel bad about it? And that's where Dom's came in. Dom's Kitchen and Market in Old Town in Lincoln Park. DomsChicago.com. All of this stuff is on their site. Dawn Jackson Blattner, the author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist, is in our studio. So, Dawn, you and I were just talking about this display that Dom's dropped by, and it's a lot of fruit, a lot of vegetables, skewers, button mushrooms, all kinds of displays, those sweet potato
canapes, they're called. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we haven't talked about any of the meatier things here.
Yeah, actually, thanks for bringing that up, because this is one of my favorite things. Even though I'm in charge a lot of times of these snack and apps, that's sort of the theme here, because you mentioned the catering menu has a ton of stuff. They have little sliders, they have pizzas, they have sandwiches, they have all this stuff. I was really looking for my own party, which is usually apps and snacks, but I like to have enough protein that people actually feel like they ate at my party. So, you know, even though there is, you know, little meats and cheeses here, there's a lot of vegetables. I love their skewers on these. Okay, these are chicken and beef skewers that people could just, again, it's very walky,
one's chicken,
tardy.
One's beef. They're not on the same skewer.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Good call. Along with some vegetables, you know. But I like the idea that I could give these to people and it's enough protein that feels like, oh, they ate along with all of these other littler
something more substantial.
Snacks. Yes.
Yeah. And to just keep consistent with the colorful display, there's nothing prettier than the red pepper, the slice of chicken, the white onion, the green pepper, the slice of chicken, and so on.
You're doing such a good job. I know it's your job, but of describing how amazing this is, because that's, I feel like, can you do service to just like, when you look at this, how gorgeous it is, that it is inviting, that I feel like too, there's something for everyone. Why I like something like this is, even if you're like, oh, I don't want that, there's 16 other things here that you can choose from.
Well, if you are vegan or vegetarian, you could sure enjoy this.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a meat eater, you could enjoy this.
Yeah, they do a lot of alterations if you need it based on your preferences and
diet. Well, you're a flexitarian. What does that mean again?
I love that you asked me this. It's flexible vegetarian. So I'm a vegetarian who really eats meat. So you know what? Back in the day, I was a vegetarian, and then I would eat meat and felt bad about myself. And then I just called it a flexitarian. Oh, I'm flexible.
You invented that?
I am an inventor. You know who you can ask? You can ask Google. And what are those pages? Those Wikipedia. Yeah, Wikipedia page. You go to that. I'm considered the mother of the flexitarian diet.
No kidding. So how often do you eat meat?
Pretty much every day. Just a lot less, though, than a typical American might.
But you are also very particular about the meat you eat. So I teased you at the beginning about eating deli meat because you don't eat processed foods if you can avoid it.
If I can avoid it, I don't do it. However, here's the biggest thing. I think, you know, when it comes, like our party here, my, you know, sequins blouse and everything we're talking about here is a party. You know, I don't feel like it has to be something that you never have. A party is like the most perfect place to have have desserts and cheese boards and everything, and incorporating fruits and vegetables too.
Well, you know what happens during the holidays is people that say, okay, I'm not going to eat processed meats, or I'm not going to eat cookies, or I'm not going to eat X. And then between Thanksgiving and January 1st, you do. And then you feel you failed. And now that I'm a failure and I'm not doing it, well, then why try? And now the gate is open and you're eating like crap and you feel like crap.
Yes, I can't thank you enough for bringing that up, because it's very much this like restriction binge cycle. So the more you say you can't have something, you're not going to eat it, the more likely you do eat it and then just binge on it, because it's a cycle. It's not anyone's fault. It just is what happens. And so I'm a big believer in this idea of comeback rate. It's like, okay, fine. Maybe you said to yourself you didn't want to do this or this. Who cares? How fast is your comeback rate? My most successful clients are those that really screw up big time. They're just a disaster, but they come back quickly. The next day, they're having their healthy breakfast. The next day, they're doing their exercise. They're drinking their water. They have a very healthy, robust, quick comeback rate.
I was thinking last night as I was lying in bed, the acronym PARTY.
No, you know what I was thinking about? Yours, TWERPY. That's our new one.
Well, that was the same letters rearranged in a different way, but you need to know what they stand for at the holiday party or dinner. That was for Thanksgiving. P was plate. Only eat the food that's on the plate. Sit down, eat it. Don't just graze.
Yes.
A was activity?
Yes, exactly.
So go for a walk before, during, or after?
Yeah,
something like that.
Not just all about burning calories. It's for stress reduction. It's for sleep. It's for healthy digestion. It's for immunity. Keep yourself active for all of those reasons.
R was the reason for the season. It's not about food. It's about family and friends. T was for tums?
Close, so tums. Close. Taste. You know, really, are you chewing it? Are you eating it? Are you tasting it?
Yeah, right. And chew it 22 times wouldn't hurt you.
I wouldn't think that would hurt at all. Right.
Y is for, oh, come on, John. Don, what was
your favorites? So, you know what? I like that. But I'm really going to put on my plate my absolute favorites so that I can leave the party and feel like I celebrated, but also that I didn't overdo it.
But we had to change it to TWERPY.
Yep.
Because I wanted to include water. Water.
Yep. Yeah. TWERPY is now my new favorite.
Anything else we should say? Oh, but we didn't mention the last tray that Dom sent over.
Yeah, a beautiful cheese board.
Olives and cheese. It's a more traditional charcuterie.
Yeah, and I think that's a good message to say that, you know, even though I'm a dietitian here, you know, telling you could go on this menu, you know, get all the colorful fruits and vegetables for your heart's delight, and I will cry with joy. I love it. They also have very traditional, wonderful things. And I got to vote for getting your parties catered, because I'll tell you, just like I told you at the top, I love that I can socialize and have fun and not worry about the food with all of my friends and family.
I wonder if you know how many times our listeners and myself will be eating something and then we turn to somebody and say, Don would be proud.
I love that.
No, I'm really, that happens a lot.
I love that. That makes me happy.
Don Jackson Blattner. So you can find her on Instagram at DJ Blattner, and her website is donjacksonblattner.com. That's her name. She's a registered dietitian and nutritionist and author. What's the title of your book?
The Flexitarian Diet and Superfood Swap.
Okay. Thanks to Dom's Kitchen and Market for sponsoring this segment today. I think this was a nice marriage of what they do and what you are all about and what we try and do on this show. And domschicago.com is their website. Nice to see you, my friend.
Woo! Thanks for the fun party.
Yeah, we might as well have one now. We got the food for that.